Hey, what's up?
Kevin healed me off screen.
Yeah. And then Terrence talked about liquor while the rest of us took a break.
That's fine. I mean, I also got liquor.
Yep.
So that's Coke, right?
No.
Yeah, that clear liquid is Coca-Cola.
This is cream soda and bourbon.
Liquor? I barely know her. Yuck.
Did that go the way you thought it would?
No. I don't care.
And we've been recording now since 2020.
Have we?
Yeah.
Four years almost.
Almost four years August. 4 years. And I believe we've seen Noob beat 300 different dishes on camera now.
Hey, you're welcome. Eat some tasty things. Well, sometimes they don't look tasty, but they sound tasty.
What are we having today, Noob?
What's it? Cauliflower, leek, and potato soup with Italian sausage.
Okay. Oh, well, damn.
Pretty good.
That got real fancy.
Yeah, you almost threw me off at the cauliflower start there, but it finished well. Good.
Wait, why cauliflower and potato soup? Like, which one is the puree?
The cauliflower.
Oh, okay.
It boils away.
So it's potato chunks and cauliflower goo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
God, please, Terrence, describe a menu for me every time.
Some of that cauliflower goo.
I'm sure a lot of people would eat at that restaurant once.
And wash
there
that
are
down.
Three. There are three chefs in this on this call right now, or this Zoom right now. Terrence is not
welcome.
Can
I get that soup without the cauliflower goo, please?
No, hold the goo.
You want it on the side. Much. I like the goo on the side.
That's what thickens it.
See? It's important goo. Important.
I feel like there's a joke there.
I'd call it a slurry, but goo just sounds better.
Cauliflower.
Just like saying goo.
I'm not upset by the word goo like apparently others are, because I grew up in the 80s where every candy they tried to sell you had the word slime, booger, slime or snot in it.
Whoopsie
doo. Thank you, Nickelodeon.
Here comes the goo.
Yeah, kids these days are into slime too. They're like obsessed with slime. It's like a fidget thing.
Shout out to Slime Slurps, the best gummy you can get in 1989.
I found myself watching a young girl makes homemade slime, and I thought, God, she's weird. But then I looked, and it was like 150,000 likes and like almost a million views, and it's a bunch like of a comments thing. From different kids saying, "Oh." You know, the Barbasol's good and all, but I prefer to use this shaving cream because it was shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
It was shaving cream.
Soap, I think.
It was shaving cream, lotion, and something else. It was like just three ingredients.
Glue.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Actually, you got to watch out though. If you're searching slime tutorial on YouTube, you either can get that what you watched, or you'll get the full camcorded from the audience view of a Broadway musical. that is how people sneak camera recorded or phone recorded whole Broadway musicals onto YouTube. They list them under slime tutorials.
So, oh. I'm sitting here going, cool involves that much slime.
Yeah,
we are dropping so Hamilton much
or
knowledge.
Or one of those other goddamn fucking Broadway plays, type the name and then slime tutorial, and it will probably show up somewhere.
That is that's interesting. For those of you who have stayed with us for over 300 and something episodes, there's your nugget.
Oh, Jesus. I thought I had not shared this bit of Google food for
you. No, you haven't.
No. I mean, I probably talked about getting slimed at the Evil Dead musical.
I can't find an Evil Dead slime tutorial, though. I've been wanting one forever because I cannot
find it. It's great. I think you can find the songs, though. The what the fuck is that is definitely, yeah.
Heard all the songs, yeah.
I don't know if looking at me you can tell. I don't go to a lot of musicals. I've been to that one, the Evil Dead musical, and the all-male rendition of Swan Lake, which was more of a dance recital than a musical. There was music involved. It was hilarious.
A lot of tights, I imagine.
A lot of really ugly dudes looking like ladies dancing beautifully on stage. It was quite the combination. It's like, wow.
I want to see Beetlejuice, the musical.
If meth had talent, that was how I described some of the people on stage that night.
I love the soundtrack to the Beetlejuice musical. I haven't really seen the show.
I like Alex Brightman. He does a lot of good
great.
Work.
I liked him in. He did a great job in Has Been Hotel. If you haven't watched that series,
and Hell of a Boss, please watch them.
They're good.
Not familiar.
It's like Glee in Hell.
He's like he's Serpentius. Is that who he's in on?
No. He's
No, you idiot.
Who is he? Oh, he's Adam.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Pizzaroli and Hell of a Boss.
Y'all want to finish this dungeon?
Yeah.
He's also Beetlejuice play.
Just get right into it.
He's a great Beetlejuice.
When we last left off, you guys had fought three kobolds, a wizard kobold at that. You made mostly short work of them in less than three rounds, I believe. Looted some cool stuff like a smoking sword and a hat of disguise. I'm sure the hat of disguise will come in very effectively.
Looks like a rock right now.
Last room of the dungeon. Sorry, spoiler alert. We're getting to the end of this. And all right, so how do you guys how do you proceed?
Rogue?
I'm gonna look like a rock. My hat of disguise.
That's not how that works. Thanks for reading your description and your magical items. Don't do it now.
I don't want to read it because then I can't do what I want to do.
Yeah. The rules keep me from being a god in this game. I hate it.
All right, I'm going to move. One, two. I'm moving stealthily. I don't have a torch lit.
No. Can you see in the dark?
I have low light vision.
Okay, so when you get to this walkway, you can peer through. You can see large fungi growing out of the ground and ceiling, and they seem to be emitting a pale light.
What the alien fuck is this? I see anything moving?
You don't see anything moving. A slight... Can y'all see it in Foundry, that slight kind of fog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
that.
See the fog moving too. That looks cool.
That's what I mean. Yeah, the fog's got a little waft to it.
I'm gonna take another step.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, quick question about the mushrooms. Can you eat them?
Go try.
Give me a knowledge nature.
Ooh, I'm gonna do that untrained.
Or use your chef profession.
Ooh, I will. I'm trained in that.
Culinary arts. I like it.
Oh, there's some mushrooms. Okay, sorry.
I rolled a two.
They are.
Oh.
They're not really poisonous at all. You believe you've had these before several times.
That would be a knowledge nature check.
I'll grab a few of them and put them in my bag.
Remember a meat and cheese guy?
If you're going to grab some of those, dude, you're going to need to be in there in the room next to them.
No, yeah.
I mean, there's no traps. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, good. Matt says it's safe. I'll take a chunk.
I'll move into the right, kind of staying close to the wall, and sneaky.
Yeah, I'll
take a little.
I feel like we've won. We should probably go back and tell Ricky Tikki Tavi. What's her name again?
We're not going back there.
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
We're gonna eat these fucking mushrooms.
Yeah, they're safe. Well, okay. I'll save some for later, and then we'll get back to it. What do you see, Rogue?
I don't see anything moving.
No?
We don't hear anything?
Kevin's way, way behind everybody.
Well, you told us there's a big bad monster in here.
The worst frog.
You're not the worst frog. You're the rat.
I said I am with the worst frog.
You went back down to the first level in the okay. There you go. Get on up there, Kevin. Stop being a little bitch.
It's all clear. I think the dungeon's clear. We can head back out and get out of here.
Ooh, there's a big pile of treasure over there. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Yeah.
There's gold.
Hey,
Matt, go get it.
You see treasure? Holy shit, you're right. There is treasure.
I know a trap when I see one.
Yeah, go investigate. Oh, Mahogany's getting in there.
I'm going to start still moving around the perimeter here.
Okay. Everybody else got a magic item last session, and I did not. So
we actually hit stuff.
cry about it.
Potion.
Remind me.
This is me crying about it.
What was the question, Mahogany?
What was the magic item I got?
You didn't get one?
Potion.
Potion. I mean, oh, yeah, potion of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got a magic bracelet of 5 gold.
Yeah, I don't consider that. Who got a magic bracelet of 5 gold?
Oh, I did.
You did. Oh, no. Never mind.
Anything around the corner here, there, GM?
Well, everybody stop moving except for Kevin. You're like way in the back.
It's not letting me move. I don't understand why. God,
just click it and drag it over there.
Boy, I wish I had thought of that.
Me, we all do. All right. You're all in there. Where you're supposed to be, about to die.
Nuh-uh.
As Chef steps towards the middle of this room, a bright green dragon leaps into view, and although the beast isn't much larger than you, large leathery wings and snappy jaws make the hatchling look like an ancient worm. The creature gazes at you with cunning eyes and snorts a cloud of yellow vapor. With a fierce roar, the dragon charges to attack.
Dragon, nuts.
Oh, cool. The dragon against the fire sword. Awesome. Thanks, Paizo. Fucking pricks.
It's a green dragon wormling.
It's a green dragon, so it's acid. So
I've seen green fire before.
Who got screwed for his spell selection.
Cool. How come he doesn't have a cloaca?
Ew.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's there, but it won't let me show you.
I don't know what that is.
I got to change the settings for dragon genitalia to be visible to all people on the on Foundry. I haven't downloaded the mod yet.
This is a
pocket
perfect
penis.
This is a perfect image, but for just flopping dong out too, right? Like just...
This episode is sponsored by baddragon.com. Not really, but I'd sponsor you.
I bet you could catch a lot of gnats with that penis.
The gnat catcher.
Everybody roll initiative.
I need to achieve. Come on, big money.
Make that go away on my own.
Yeah, suck my dick, dragon.
I'm definitely rolling stealth.
Yay, a 20.
Oh, Matt got a -1, so you lose a round.
That is not how that works. You can't fumble of stealth.
Fumble of stealth, but you're making.
It's terrible. I'll go last. That's my penalty.
Don't worry. I won't take a long time on my turn.
Not sure why. I see where Kevin rolled, but it didn't put you in the thing. You got a 13?
Yes.
There it is.
There he is.
I was going to say, I was still lagging as always.
So the first to react is Chef Frog.
I'm not base to base, right?
You are not.
But I move up to the dragon. Hi, dragon. And then my sword's already out, so I'll strike.
Move up a little bit more so I can flank you.
Well, I feel like this thing has a attack of opportunity.
Wait a minute. It does. And you moved up to it, but it doesn't have a reaction yet because it hasn't gone, so it can't do it.
Mm. Oh, it doesn't have a reaction yet.
Keep going.
Yeah, suck it, dragon. My attack with my smoking sword. Make sure I'm targeting the dragon. Ooh, I am. Dragon, strike the dragon!
Hey. Oh, fucking critical, right off the rip.
Yeah, strike the dragon.
I think that's did you roll you rolled a crit, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I'll hit critical. Hey, that's an extra burning damage too, 24 damage.
Woo.
Jesus.
It's still up.
And well, I'm gonna hit again.
God, this game is so hard for y'all.
He's off balance, by the way. 23
will hit.
12 damage.
Still up.
That's my turn. All Take right. that, dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to fucking get a four-round attack right to the dick.
My yeah, you're dick! Gonna, you're going to get eaten.
I'm going to get the Frank's treatment.
Oh, no.
Exploding.
No, you haven't passed off your magical sword yet, so... Here, hold this.
Hmm.
Oof. You gotta get a face full of acid at least.
Oh yeah, something yeah, bad's gonna happen.
I mean, that was yeah, good round, noob.
Sorry, that was the dice were in my favor.
Good round. Now you pay for it.
No, that's part of the game. Fair. My only regret is I couldn't stoke my flames. Man, I wish hero points would give you an extra attack, because I'd take it.
They do.
They do?
Stop just saying stuff. I'm trying to learn, and you're actively hindering it.
Chaos.
That's how I have fun.
I think the way this works is I get to make three attacks and none of them suffer the multiple attack penalty because it's called Draconic Frenzy. It's two actions. The dragon makes two claw strikes and one tail strike in any order.
Well, AC is 19.
But does it still suffer the multiple attack penalty?
Let me Google it.
I don't want to hear what you think, Kevin. I want you to tell me if you know the answer.
I don't want to hear what you think, motherfucker.
Based off of the monk's flurry of blows, I would imagine so.
Okay, so it says here on this Reddit post. So it would only ignore the multiple attack penalty if it says that it would ignore the multiple attack penalty. So basically, it's let me make three attacks for two actions instead of having to take three actions.
Okay. But they still have the penalties. Gotcha.
Okay. Let's go with that then. Strike, and tail. Claw, and tail. Which one does the most damage? The claws, I think, do. Yeah. So, claw one.
Ooh, miss.
Ooh. I thought I had you targeted, but it didn't target you. Claw two.
I don't know how I didn't get... Ooh, miss.
Tail three.
Ooh, that's a critical failure.
Take your attack of opportunity.
Yeah. Smoking
Wait,
soul.
Is that an attack of opportunity?
Kevin, please.
That oh my
god.
Taking so long.
28.
Yeah, that hits.
11 damage.
He's hurt. Oh, you take 11 damage.
Oh.
Now, see, that time it targeted you. And he will fly. This is why you were getting the attack of opportunity, because I'm flying away from you.
Are you gonna be I'd fly away from you, too, after that.
Flies over here to his hoard of treasure.
No, I can't target it from there.
Becky, you coward.
Yeah, so he's over there, and then that hill is about 30 feet up.
Oh. Oh.
So wait, he's 30 feet off the ground?
And he's on top of his treasure, which is up in a nook about 30 feet up.
Oh, that's why we were supposed to use the stupid fly thing.
There's nowhere to, I mean, you can't even fight up there, though. It's too small.
Wizzo, what's your go?
Well, that sucks. Hold on. Let me do this thing here.
That was awful. This is why I like rolling real dice so I can lie.
I'm going to attempt to daze him.
Okay.
It's the only spell I have with a 60-foot range. All right. Cast.
You can't move up and cast?
Save DC 18.
Success.
Never mind. Your go. Next
wait,
person.
You push into the target's mind, daze it with a mental jolt. The jolt deals 1d6 mental damage with a basic will save. So you'll do half damage.
All right, let me roll damage. Whoop. So two.
Is there any like knowledge check you can do? You got another action?
Let's see. Daze is a two action, and I moved. No, I'm out of action. Sorry.
Out of action. Damn it.
So that's Kevin's go.
Basic reflex save, DC 18.
You got the range?
120.
Okay. Critical failure.
Oh. Is there one for that spell?
Yeah, I'll take double damage. And I'll be clumsy for...
Right. So you have to take double that.
Not wearing metal armor. I did get clumsy. I can just drag that on there, and that's... Is that your normal? Did you roll critical, or...
No, there was no roll critical, so you just have to hit the double.
Well, I gave you 12 damage. It doesn't matter. You killed the dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
All right. I've done 2 damage in a bill. 30 sessions.
That sucked.
That helps.
Sorry, I took all the fun away.
Sucked.
The second dragon comes down.
This game's too easy. I miss Pathfinder 1 where y'all would have died.
We wouldn't have died.
Somebody might have.
He would have died away. Because he would have, you could have rolled your, you can't make your rolls in secret, right? So you can still lie.
I could lie, but I mean, you know, I like the being upfront about it. For this, anyway, I mean, when we get to our more serious campaign, I will probably hide more roles. Just to keep you guys on your toes a bit more.
That's fine. I don't mind being lied to.
No. Yeah, because that was not even a... What in the full round of combat you did? You killed the dragon.
Noob did, like, I mean, max damage and criticals, like, four times.
It had 60 hit points. And it's dead already.
That sword is smoking.
Well, I mean, Noob did half its hit points. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I did a fuck ton of damage.
He did,
But that's also without you adjusting it to 5 players.
He did he did 39 damage.
He did 47 damage.
Where do you see 47?
Because he did 24.
12.
And then he did 12, and then he had the attack of opportunity for 11.
Oh, that's the attack of opportunity, yeah.
So he did 47 damage.
Like, if I'd stayed standing there, I would have been dead anyway, because between the monk and the rogue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Boo hiss.
Awful good. And as a reward, I get to keep the smoking sword into the new campaign.
You definitely do not.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's lame.
Okay. That's your little heirloom.
Who's got their gift of air? What's it still?
I do.
All right, fly up there and throw the treasure down.
Yeah, toss Kevin. It down here. Toss it down here to this just unassuming man that's standing at the bottom, which I've never seen before for some reason.
Yeah, it's that guy that we've never seen before with a bag that's catching weird. Our treasure. Kill him.
Stranger danger.
It's fine. I've got a really cool mustache.
I distribute the coins. It was a total coinage of 28.59 gold pieces. So it's like 18 gold, 63 silver, and 429 copper.
Nice. I think
that's weird. I distributed it and there's still coins left.
Maybe it's uneven.
It says nothing to distribute.
Alright.
Weird. Okay.
I think for our reward for completing this this starter adventure should be like an extra hero point next start of the first session.
Start of our new session, yes.
No.
Come on.
Damn it.
What do you mean no?
They don't roll.
You said no.
I said you don't need them. This game's too easy.
It's not. I just got good rolls.
No, this was
yeah, he had good rolls. If he had rolled bad and only did like 10 damage, we would have all been in trouble probably.
Well, now you know how to adjust for increased deadliness. Add more mooks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's you know, when you see the dragon, right, and you think, man, fucking 22 AC is the highest thing I've seen so far, and the first guy hits all three times.
The sword has a plus 10.
No, yeah. You have a plus 10 with the sword.
Yeah, it's still less than 50% chance to hit. You just roll good.
Yeah, I think I max damage critted. That's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so level 4 dragon, and basically noob killed it.
It would have taken me 3 turns to hit the dragon once.
Well, I say level 4, it's a creature 4. Yeah,
that would have missed.
But he rolled good. So say his hits that were he rolled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't have. It had the attack of opportunity, and it had a pretty gnarly breath weapon. But not enough of y'all were close enough for that to matter. Its breath weapon is a 30-foot cone that does 5d6 poison damage.
Ouch.
And hurt. It recharges every d4 rounds, but if you crit with the dragon, it comes back immediately.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. When the dragon gets a critical success on a strike, they recharge their breath weapon.
That's a good feature.
Yeah.
5d6 is my hit.
Fireball.
So it could have been a deadly encounter, but it just, you know, the dice were like, the dragon sucks and noob is good. Yay. And I just don't know why Foundry was like, hey, the kobolds are going to roll really good initiatives all night, but when your dragon shows up, I'm going to make you roll like garbage.
He was still second highest in the initiative.
Yeah, the initiative was great. I don't think I rolled over a 5 with its
actual attack. My world.
Yeah, your attack sucked. Like,
I was at plus 12, plus 10, plus 6, and or plus 14, plus 10, plus 6, and I missed him 3 times.
You missed me by 1, then you missed me by 2.
Yeah. Awful. Just awful rolling.
Should have used the hero point.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. I'll give you all an extra hero point when we start the next campaign, but I also get one every game.
I'm fine with that.
We get an extra hero point one time, and you get it every single game.
I get hero points just like players do.
You know, I think that's fine. I think every GM deserves an official fucking cheat roll.
Yeah,
just one. I'll be okay with just one.
Because I think it's really fun to say, "Oh, I win." No, you don't.
that's not fun.
I used to love that about those black tokens or whatever that we used. What was it? We had the different tokens. One of them we could re-roll, or one of them you could make the other person re-roll. Hey,
yeah. I didn't
get those black tokens unless you gave them to me.
I was playing 40K with Max and Josh, and Max is playing Eldar, and they have this ability where they get to roll a bunch of dice before the game starts, and that's a pool of dice they can pull from to replace a dice roll. So, like, if you rolled, a handful of dice, cool, and there's some sixes and fives or whatever, you can replace it with a to hit and with a damage and things like that. And he hadn't been using it a whole lot. And then this one character I had, drops in round three, drops in the middle of the battle, and I'm like, I'm going to charge those people, and if I kill any of them, they turn into tiered monsters like I'm playing, which I couldn't wait. I've never been able to use it. He goes, oh, fuck. I'm going to shoot at him. I'm going to automatically hit with this six, and then I'm going to automatically do max damage with this dice. And my dude died. And Max didn't have to roll a single dice. And I got so fucking pissed off. Because I was like, what's the point of a dice game if you don't have to roll any goddamn dice?
Well, he rolled the dice in the beginning.
Yeah, 6 hours ago, because that's how long it takes to play this stupid fucking game.
He's still mad.
A little bit. Yes, sir. I might have hurt him a little bit when we were hugging. It's a real hard hug.
I love you.
I'll get home safe. You do the same.
Bitch.
Well, that was this is a short episode. 31 minutes we're at recording so far.
Oh, should we keep going? Talk about the upcoming campaign?
Yeah, or just maybe thoughts about the Pathfinder 2. Obviously, I hate it because my dragon sucked.
Well, I mean, low-level dragons are always disappointing. I've run several over the years, and like you think, it's a dragon. It's like, built to be powerful, but it's like, no more powerful than a bandit leader, really.
Yeah. Dragons look scarier than they actually are most of the time.
And your bandit leader is nothing without bandits. So, you should have had some like mushroom men attacking us while we were trying to fucking do this.
I was worried about something.
You didn't write the dungeon.
I say I didn't write this, but when this all started, our very first Nerd Bowl,
Black Dragon.
Two guys, it was two different groups, adventuring parties going after the same adventure. And if you guys remember, it was a cave full of kobolds who were worshiping a dragon you had to fight at the end. And I feel like the dragon died really fast then, too. So I've run this adventure before in my brain, and I'm sure a lot of people have fought kobolds and then a dragon over the course of the invention of tabletop RPGs as we know them today.
There's a whole box set called Dragon Mountain that was basically, here's a whole mountain full of kobolds. Also, there's a dragon at the end.
Yeah. Little dragon men for a big dragon at the end.
Natural progression, I guess. So, I like the system so far. I mean, I think we learned a lot about it, and there's a lot more still to learn. But
I feel almost like an amateur at it.
I would also say from a technical standpoint with Foundry, I really like Foundry. It's a little bit more immersive, and then the starter box. We could, instead of going to Seasons of the Ghost, we could keep playing in Otari. There's a whole town with like adventure hooks and NPCs and things. Like, you could take this pre-written adventure, and once you finish it, you can go off and homebrew your own adventures in the town of Otari. You've got this nice cool starting location and this interactive map.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool. Not gonna do it.
I really want to get into Season of the Ghost.
Ponied up for Season of the Ghost, so not just
that ponied up for it. Like, just reading it, it's. I like the setting. I like the theme of that one, and it's something different that we haven't played before. And I'm as a GM, I've never run an adventure pre-built module before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to kind of ride along with y'all a little bit in the story being revealed, because I've only read the first book of four. And once we get partway through book one, then I'll jump into book two. So it's exciting for me to kind of see how y'all play out the events that I get to read about.
Oh, okay. Well, don't try to hide. We're pretty dumb, so don't try to hide any clues too well.
Yeah.
Okay.
How, map oriented is the setup for the Seasons of the Ghost? Like, will it be like pretty much all on the map? Because I know, you know, like the whole town is laid out and all that shit.
The town is laid out and there are some set piece maps. I'm still going to have to use Arkenforge for some stuff. Mm-hmm. Some smaller battles. I've talked to y'all about, like, you know, you get to pick kind of like where your home is at, and there might be reasons for us to look at your house, and they suggest just reusing some of the house maps and say, oh, well, this is actually also his house, even though it looks just like blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And depending on how much time I get,
the one contractor in town,
right? They all look the same. It's, mm-hmm. it's one of those housing complexes with the strict HOAs where all the houses are 2 feet apart and look exactly the same.
Fantasy Levittown.
Choices of house.
Little houses.
But that one's definitely more, like Seasons of the Ghost, definitely more, it's role-play heavy. There's still some cool combats. There's some new monsters that aren't in the monster manuals. And I don't want to say too much more without to spoil it, you know.
And we get to all break out our offensive Asian accents. No, I'm kidding.
No. Franks isn't with us this week, so. That is the one thing I'm a little worried about, is like I have to make sure I don't botch these names. There's a lot of very Asian-inspired naming conventions, and I don't want to fuck that up. But if I do, I do. It's not coming from a place of hate. It's coming from a place of ignorance, and I'm South Carolina, and I need to represent as best I can, I guess.
There's some things we just can't pronounce.
Yeah.
You know, your Tar Heel ass needs to fucking learn more than we do. Fuck. Goddamn hillbilly piece of shit.
But as far as the system goes, as far as, I mean, like, you got to level a character up to level 2. Like, does it feel as, the thing I liked about Pathfinder 1 is that you could think of a type of character and there was a way to build that. Do you feel like this system sets itself up to that a little bit still, or
I don't feel restricted by it, if that's what you mean.
With the disciplines, like I took the, what was it, the healer discipline, I believe, or something like that. It's the archetypes of all.
Now I know Jeff mentioned on the other show that, like, he has qualms about Pathfinder 2 because they don't really have multiclassing as such, and he lives for multiclassing. But
yeah,
but I don't like. I don't like veering off of what I had in mind anyway to start with.
Well, it's like I feel like with all of the dedication feats, like that's basically multiclassing.
But then you're taking feats away from Jeff that he could pick for other things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different way of multiclassing. It's weird. It's like I haven't quite figured it out yet all the way because I didn't know it was a thing until we had to level. But it seems like you can do almost anything. It's crazy.
It definitely got some options on it. I like it. I actually like playing the rogue too, so that was... I think I'm going to play that scoundrel rogue instead of this one.
What's the difference between the
that one? Class feature differences. The scoundrel is gonna. It's a thief or something, I think. Just like the little the basic class. Not the basic one, but there's just a. I played one of the pre-gen ones. It's a whisper elf, criminal thief type background.
Like, I'm basically playing the same kind of character I will be playing in the future. I'm playing like a generalist wizard, but like I got a lot of options, so I'm not upset. I just wish my roles were better on the stupid goddamn VTT. But
yeah, tell me about it.
Tell your dragon about it.
I looked up the rules on a wand.
Oh, okay.
And really, the rules are on the wand are like before, where it has to be on your list, but you get one cast of the spell at your own attack, your own attack rolls and your own spell DCs.
Oh, that's good.
But that, but then it has an overcharge, and you can do it a second time from the wand, but you have to make a flat 10 DC check or it breaks.
Oh,
damn, that's a 50-50.
But it's a one spell a day. So, like, the mage with the bandolier full of wands would be a real thing, because each one's one spell, so they just pull cast, pull cast, pull cast.
No 20 but casts off the light healing wand at the end of the combat, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Tap, 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 tap.
Oh, that's your lucky.
But it does use actions as if you were casting the spell. So I could use the wand as a 1, 2, or 3 action cast.
So if you have a wand of magic missile, best keep it in your hand, because you'll only get to do 2 missiles if you have to draw it.
Makes sense.
I don't mind that.
Look at 2. I don't know. We'll have to dive in to see if you could craft wands.
I don't know how they do a crafting in this. Because
I'm looking at this like...
Here it is. Under wands, crafting a wand. For the most part, the process to craft a wand is like that to craft any other magic item. You may need to learn one first level formula to craft a magic wand. When you begin the crafting process, choose the spell you want to put into the wand. You have either cast that spell during the process, or someone else must do so in your presence. That spell doesn't have its normal effect. Instead, the magic is captured inside the wand. The caster doesn't need to pay any cost of the spell. The casting must come from a spellcaster expending a spell slot. You can't make a wand from a spell that comes from another magic item, for example. So you can't cast it from a scroll.
I see. Well, I mean, that's good. That's kind of how we always played it anyway for building magic.
But that's the whole crafting a wand
section. Yeah, and I mean, a magic wand is 60 gold.
All right, so I can make a bunch of just
go. I eat a whole dungeon's worth of fucking money, apparently.
Yeah. still good. It's nice, too, because I don't have to. I'm the kind of GM that's bad about it at certain points, just going, here's a bunch of cool magic shit, because I want to give out magic shit. This will keep me from doing that a bit.
It should keep you from doing it completely, because it's already prescribed when we get magic shit.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, level equivalent stuff, but yeah.
Well, actually, that's another question I had. Like, I know in Starfinder, they have, like, level lists for items and things like that that you're really not supposed to make available or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
It said this dungeon gave us a level 3 sword.
Right.
That's not, like, actually off limits to the characters that aren't level 3, is it?
No, you can use items that are the level dictates about when you should be able to get them, and the item level towns and settlements have a level 2.
Ah, okay.
So, like, that's a level 4 town will not have access to level 6 items to sell,
unless you're doing some kind of weird shifty shit.
Yeah, I was looking, like, the blacksmith, like in Otari, I think you can wheel and deal with them to get higher level stuff, and then it gives you a reason that, because Otari's so close to its port town and it's very close to one of the main hubs, you can actually increase the item discovery level for the blacksmith by 2. So instead of just level 4 stuff, he could have up to level 6 stuff. But that stuff would need to get shipped in. I kind of like that they add in, like, you can get this, but there's still a hindrance. Like, you shouldn't be able to buy a level 6 thing yet, but because you wheeled and dealed, if you wait 2 weeks in game, they can have it delivered from a higher level town.
Wow.
Or that could be an adventure on itself. Hey, this town doesn't have what we need, but we know this town across the way here is a port town and has more stuff. Let's go to that town to buy stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But let's see. Okay. Cool. Yeah. That's really all the questions I had. Anybody else have any questions?
No, I'm pretty. I mean, it seems pretty. I like the three action system a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems a lot more balanced.
Well, I don't know if it seems more balanced. Honestly, like, it seems like to me they took the rules that were already there in Pathfinder 1 and, like, made them rules, you know?
Nope.
Like, they made most spells take two actions to cast, and moving takes an action. But you could already do that in Pathfinder 1, move and cast a spell.
Right.
Like, it's just, a lot of it feels like the stuff you already know, but rephrased in a different way. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you. Yeah, for that, but I mean, for the rogue.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for the rogue, I mean, I can double move and still get an attack, which is kind of nice.
I was going to say, I think the rules changed help the marshals feel more fluid.
Oh, you mean, it probably does help melee types way more than it helps cast.
Because it used to be you moved, you attacked, and then after you had moved next to the target, you stood there until the fight was over, hitting it while it hit you. Now, at least, you can hit it, raise a shield. If you need to move and take cover, you don't always have to worry about an attack of opportunity. So I think it helped the marshals more than it did the casters.
Is raising a shield an action? Like, is it taking
a... Yes. Okay.
Because I have a spell that summons a shield, but it's only a one-action spell. So I'm like, that seems really, like, good unless you also have to take an action to
raise it.
Yeah. To use it.
All right.
And then it's a reaction to intercept a blow with a raised shield. So, like, technically, there's three, but one of those is a reaction to getting hit.
If you just have a shield equipped, does your AC go up?
No. Well,
so you actually have to raise it to get the AC bonus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Honestly, the only reason I'd be raising it is to use it as a blow absorber as a wizard.
Yeah.
Because
the cantrip only gives you a shield that has a hardness of 2 and 4 hit points. So,
right.
It's basically there to take a hit.
Yeah. It can negate 4 damage from you.
And
more than that, because of the hardness.
But it's called glass shield, so it actually does a d4 damage to the attacker if it breaks. So
that's nice.
It's not a terrible spell. It's just, I was wondering how to most effectively use it.
Right.
Is it a reaction?
Once you have your shield raised, there's a reaction called shield block, and it is.
Is that something I need to program into my
actions? Probably.
Actions.
Yeah, you would want raise shield action.
You summon a layer of clear glass to keep you from harm. This cantrip functions as the shield spell, except it has hardness 2 and 4 hit points. If the shield breaks, provided the bearer is within 5 feet, they must succeed a basic reflex save or take 1d4 points of piercing damage from the glass. The shield spell is, you raise a magical shield of force. This counts as using the raise a shield action. So casting the spell raises the shield for you.
Ah, okay.
Give you a +1 circumstance bonus to AC until the start of your next turn, but doesn't require a hand to use. Even better. While the shield is in effect, you can use the shield block reaction with your magic shield. This shield has a hardness of 5.
So if it's a cantrip, could you just cast that 3 times in a turn?
I suppose, but like I imagine.
I don't imagine they stack. Well, but then for 3 turns, you would have.
No, because it only lasts. While the spell is. The duration is until the start of your next turn. So you can cast it
every time.
Yeah,
you can cast it for 1 action every turn if you want. Yeah.
And after you use the shield block, after you use the shield block, the spell ends and you can't cast it again for 10 minutes.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
Unlike a normal shield block, you can use the spell's reaction against the magic missile spell.
Yeah.
In the shield block, you snap your shield into place to ward off a blow. Your shield prevents you from taking an amount of damage equal to the shield's hardness.
They don't have the shield block already programmed into the regular actions? That's
no, there's a lot not programmed for the actions.
Yeah. It's so worth it gives just... you, it basically, in Pathfinder 1 terms, it gives you a plus, when you raise the shield, it gives you a plus 1 AC and DR5 with a reaction.
Yeah.
If it's hardness 5. That's cool.
Yeah, it's like, so if you have a sword and a shield, you can choose, and I'm going to go more defensive.
Or... it's a fucking cantrip.
Yeah, it's like a one-action cantrip. Like I wasn't actually sure how to use it, so I wasn't like.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that.
I guess you don't have to spend.
The anytime you're within striking distance of a creature, it's worth it to give up an action to, because you can do that and still do a two-action regular spell.
What were you saying, Mahogany?
I was saying you don't have to spend the bulk and the money and all that shit to have an actual shield.
Yeah.
But you can still basically operate like you have a shield.
Yeah. Or if you need to run across
once per combat, basically, depending on like how slow you're going through the dungeon or whatever. Like you said, you can't recast it for 10 minutes, right?
Only if you use the actual block part of it.
Which I probably would to try to.
Yeah, avoid. I mean, I'm sure you would, but.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, at the start of your turn, you conjure the shield.
Yeah.
And then if it's, you don't need it, whatever.
If there's even one person that needs post combat healing, there's your 10 minutes. Your shield's back.
Yeah.
So I don't think that cooldown is basically like, hey, you only get to use this once per combat.
Basically. Yeah,
because that'd be kind of, ooh, I summon shield. Ooh, I summon shield.
But if you don't need to move and you're only casting two action stuff, you can keep bringing shield up until you get hit, you know?
Excuse me.
That's a fun little spell.
Cool for a spell sniper.
Excuse me.
I'm excited about playing the Thaumaturge. It's going to be interesting.
I gave it a quick read over. It seems neat, but like it seems complicated.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot, but, like, I feel like because of the adventure path, I'm playing it, I already know, like, how I want to play it. I think I was going to take the lantern as my first implement, but I might switch it to a weapon.
Terrence, how's the artwork coming for the remaining characters?
Preliminary stages, but like I said, once I actually get bust down and finish stuff up, it takes me about 3 hours.
Both you and Matt are supposed to be drawing me, and I haven't seen work from either one of y'all in weeks.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You working on it right now? I don't like the face you're making if you're looking at a picture of me.
No, I'm working on it. I planned on doing a lot of that on the plane trip I took at the beginning of February, but apparently trying to draw on an airplane is not really...
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
I thought it would be, once I got up there, smooth sailing, but it was just a lot of...
I could barely keep my eyes open on a plane, so like an air flight.
That didn't work. Anyway, I'm working on it. I think I'm close enough to hand it off to Terrence here pretty soon.
All righty.
Just trying to...
Terrence, are you too far in for me to give you like some details about outfit?
No.
Okay.
I have body and pose sketches only. Like that's it.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, then I'll get with you on that.
Sure. All righty.
If you'd like to see this artwork that's not finished yet, hopefully it will be by the time this episode airs. Check out our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Twitter pages for possible artwork. We'll see you all next week for Seasons of the Ghost.
Spooky. Yeah.
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.